This is Fitzy and Whipper.
Welcome to the podcast, guys. It's going to be a hot podcast tonight. A really hot one as we fire up for you.
Apologies, guys, I'm not doing it from the studio today.
Where are you?
Friday, and I am on the beach in Barbados.
Are you really? What's Barbados like at this time of year?
Do you want me to send you a photo of my feet on the beach, on the sand?
Well, everyone else does, as long as it's running down to the water. The question I will write underneath, if it's a social post, are they your legs or sausages?
Oh, classic.
Have you seen how they do
I've
that?
I've just had my third cocksucking cow. Cowboy.
Is that right? Sure.
And I haven't had a drink yet, if you know.
I thought it was a slippery nipple. Anyway, shout out to those heading to the Mardi Gras in Sydney for the weekend. Tommy, got word of the day?
Yes, today's word of the day is hoary.
Huh? You've done
You've
hoary.
Done that. Oh, you've done it.
Bugger.
You've
done it.
Oh, you know what, mate?
Damn.
Do you know what?
Yep.
You're really slipping in your job lately.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And I don't want to feel like that I'm preaching to you, but, yep. mate, you really need to sort your life out,
yep.
or else we're going to have to send you back to AA.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. And when he's turned up today, Fitzy, my major concern is he's wearing a T-shirt that says Mr. Donut on it.
Yep.
I don't know what that represents.
That's what he brings to the show, mate.
Donuts. Have you got word of the day, donuts. Mr. Donut?
Word of the day is onus.
Onus.
Which means, yeah.
Uranus, yep. the planet.
No,
what is it?
No, onus, which means burden or blame. The onus is on you.
Oh, so I'll take onus of that. Yeah, I've heard of that.
We know the onus.
Well, you know there's a joke about Christine Arnoux, I think, Fitzy.
Yeah.
What's that joke about to do with?
That was a ripper. That was done at the Aria.
And what was that?
Her career's really taken off ever since she took the S out of her surname.
Arnoux. Just let that sink in. If you want to piece the S back into Anu?
Let people work it out, mate. You don't have to throw it out.
Everyone got it now? Has everyone got it? Yes, the onus is on us. We made that joke.
Coming up next, stuff.
Here's an interesting one that grabbed my attention. Page 19 of the paper today, you'll see it says, Schamburger Shocker. And it goes into talking about the difference between the Mighty, which you can go and buy it grilled, and your classic McDonald's Big Mac.
Okay.
Grilled's
got the reputation of their burgers being a little bit healthier.
Yep. They are the gourmet burger, and probably, you're right, considered the healthy alternative to your traditional fast foods. And that's where the shocker comes into it, Fitzy.
Okay.
Because the Mighty has got 1,362 grams, and I think this is based on salt within the burger, sodium. And McDonald's is 993 with their Big Mac. The old Mighty is worse than the Big Mac if you're making a health decision.
What? No, wait up. You said that wrong. You said there was 900 grams in the Big Mac.
That's correct.
And 300.
1,362 in the old Mighty from Grilled. No.
Okay, so that's the salt intake.
Yeah, how's this?
What about sugar and, sugar in the buns and stuff? Do they give you that information?
Your kilojoule in the Mighty Burger is 3,508.
Well, that's the filthiest burger you can get, isn't it?
Yes, it's the biggest burger you can get at Grilled.
But you don't go to Grilled. If you make the decision to go to Grilled to have a burger, you go there to make the healthy option, don't you? You're not going for the Mighty.
I know, but I have a real problem with people who go to those sorts of places and try to order the healthy option.
So do I.
Like, don't get without cheese.
No.
Don't get a hamburger and think that you're getting the healthy version.
Forget about it.
Just commit to the hamburger.
I agree. You go to McDonald's to immerse yourself in the beautiful taste of traditional McDonald's, which is not healthy. But
absolutely ridiculous thing to say.
What are you talking about?
So you want to have a burger. Doesn't mean you need to commit yourself to a lump of lard.
Oh, come on.
Yeah,
if there's a healthier way to do something, why not do it?
Immerse yourself in your burger.
It won't taste as good, and you'll feel like you had a second-rate burger with pretty much still a lot of calories. It just was a bit average.
Yeah, Sarah, you won't. Go, Fitz.
This is the difference, though, Sarah. You have an option. And in life, everyone has choices. You come to the end of the road.
It's the fork at the end of the road,
okay? You've got a decision. You've got the Mighty Burger there, or you've got the grilled chicken burger. You know what I mean?
I do love chicken.
Yeah, but you balance it out too, Fitz. I mean, you turn up to work, right, each day, and you'll bring in the leftovers from the night before, and you'll effectively bring in a bucket full of pasta. Now, I can't eat that, but I don't go to the gym every day. You go to the gym every day, which grants you the freedom to tuck into as much pasta as you want.
Well, do you know what? You could eat a little bit of pasta if you actually if you worked off the carbohydrates, well, but you do zip. Good news. Donuts.
Hang on a minute.
Bugger all.
Donuts. What? Well, for your information, and you've been wondering how I'm going with my martial art, my Burmese martial art, Arakan, I'm now stepping it up for 2 times a week, which starts next week. Combine that with Pilates, and I am a weapon.
To be clear, was anyone wondering? Did anyone ask?
No, but I just, it's physical activity, man. I felt like it was on topic.
Give me the heads up as well, mate, and I'll come at you at 100 miles per hour. See if you can defend me.
I might have to get Master Robin for that. Let's not worry about the weather, because today is about celebrating. Sarah Ann McGilvray turns 31 today.
Thanks, Scott. 31?
34.
I'll take that.
Yep, cool. Sarah, I mean, why wouldn't we pay tribute to you on this day? Any messages so far this morning?
I have, actually. I've had a few. Always my best friend, Tula, gets in first.
Isn't she beautiful,
She's
Tula?
Beautiful. She and her husband are very quick off the mark.
Yeah, sure. She got kids yet, Tula?
No, they're just married.
Love a holiday in Bali, don't they, Tula?
No, they love a holiday in Greece. Oh, they're always off to Greece.
Geez, that's fancy.
Tula. Isn't it?
Must be Tula, lovely.
Tula, Fula, and Agapi.
And Agapi.
I don't even know what that means.
It's her other sister.
Don't you remember Con the Fruiter?
Con the Fruiter.
I'm a bit young for that, as you'll know, because I'm only 31.
34. Yeah. You're 34.
Okay, fine. Right. What happened to the nice part of this?
It's a celebration. Tell me you got the champagne and none of that. That's cool. What
did Winnie get you this morning, can I just ask?
A cuddle. A big cuddle.
A wet nose and a dog fart.
After licking his bum.
He doesn't fart.
He does. You've said when he does a fluffy.
He's done one once.
In the bed.
In 5 years. It's our 5-year anniversary. I got him 5 years ago.
You and Winnie?
Today. Yeah.
Oh, that's cute. So it's sort of Winnie's celebration as well.
It is.
Which is great news. And we welcome everybody, 13, 24, 10, if you'd like to pay tribute to Sarah.
Oh, God, don't.
On this great day of hers. And one man actually contacted the show set to say, well, I'd like to make a tribute. And this was a little bit earlier on. This was yesterday. He rang and said we wanted to be part of the program. The wonderful Ray Hadley.
Oh.
You worked with Ray, didn't you, sir?
Yeah, he was my very first job in radio. He was great. It was my first experience in a very high-pressure environment, but he's absolutely the best in the game.
And you haven't had another one since, unfortunately. A bit more relaxed in here, but Ray had some nice words to say.
Aww. Hi, Sarah. It's Ray Hadley. Remember me? You used to work for me, Sarah. And I've got to say that I feel a bit responsible for this because I did create a record many years ago in Athens for the most number of F words in a 60-second period. I think I used it 90 times. But anyway, when I returned, I found it had some sort of impact on you. I've got to say that Sarah had the most shocking potty mouth I've ever encountered in a young woman.
That's not true. It made
the work environment quite uncomfortable. And it wasn't in a menacing sense. It was, you know, F an oath. Oh, F me. Oh, for F's sake.
Oh, my goodness.
It just became part of the way she spoke. And then, of course, we had problems with young Sarah and her harassment of visiting celebrities. Oh. Or Michael Bublé.
Yes.
Inevitably, Sarah couldn't help herself. She dropped the F word. And to discuss Michael Bublé, the refined, classy man he is, he stormed out with Alan saying, "Come back, Michael. The interview has not been completed." So obviously, you've found your calling in FM radio with my old mates, Whiffy and Flipper. Happy birthday, Sarah, you potty-mouthed little devil.
The wonderful Ray Hadley. Good morning to you, sir.
Peter, people for the ethical treatment of animals. We know Peter, and they do a great job, but this one's a little bit ridiculous. They've written, you may have heard about this over the past 24 hours, written to the members of the 1980s rock group Hunters and Collectors, urging them to consider the name change to discourage people from hunting animals. "We feel sure that it was never your intention to promote the killing of intelligent, sensitive and defenceless animals, but your name may nevertheless make hunting seem appealing to your fans." They have come up with a few suggestions for Hunters and Collectors and said, "Look, you've got your Adelaide reunion show coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any chance you could maybe change it to Hunters and Collectors of Antiques?"
Oh, come on.
"Or Hunters and Collectors of Vinyl Records."
Yeah, or stamps.
"Or Hunters and Collectors of Beer Cans."
It's not bad. If in your case, wigs.
"You could even enlist the help of your fans to crowdsource the holy grail of names on social media." They're having a bit of a joke here, aren't they?
I would hope so.
I mean, this is ridiculous. This is political correctness gone wild.
Well, it's nice publicity if that's what they're trying to do, because it's worth a chat, because it is stupid.
Well, see, news.com.au came up with some great suggestions. If the hunters and collectors have to change their name, what do the killers change their name to? The positive reinforcers? That wasn't too bad. Yeah, or does, does Rex Hunt change his name to Rex Forage?
Yes, of course.
Hunter Valley? No, that should be changed to the Hipster Valley.
Yep.
There's some good suggestions there, but, obviously hunters and collectors aren't going to do it. But, guys, I've just been doing a bit of research. Oh, Peter okay. have every right to say to hunters and collectors, you should change your name.
Yeah, sure.
Because, what is their most famous song that we all know about?
Oh, Holy Grail.
Holy Grail, and we hear it every footy finals.
Yep.
I don't know if guys know, but I've actually tracked down... It wasn't called Holy Grail originally.
Is that right?
Yeah, and they had different lyrics.
Yeah, what was it called, Fitzy?
And right? I can understand why Peter are after them. Have a listen to the original.
Stomped on a meerkat, tranquilized a chimpanzee. Ran over a rhinoceros and threw a grenade at a wildebeest. I made a coat out of a Pomeranian and I wore it when I harpooned a whale.
It was called Harpoon a Whale instead of Holy Grail.
That is a little more aggressive than what they changed it to do.
Hello, John. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure.
John, this is amazing. So currently we are looking at you on Skype and you are in a coffin. You're underground. You're in your grave.
I'm in my grave, bringing words of life from the grave.
John, this is a great idea. I mean, there's an important message in what you're doing, supporting and bringing the attention of depression and suicide, which is a fantastic thing you've done. How long are you in the grave for, mate?
Well, I'll be here 3 days.
Now, John, when people say rest in peace, usually you have to pass away to do that, but it sounds like you've got you are doing it as we speak.
I was resting in peace before I got in here.
John, did you have to dig your own grave?
No, I got a professional grave digger to do it for me.
The other thing as well, John, when you usually bury something in the backyard, if you come back 3 days later, you forget where it is. They're not going to forget where they buried you, John, are they?
Listen, I thought of that and I have an escape hatch just in case they leave me here.
So, John, what did you decide to take down into your coffin for the 3 days that you're there?
I have in the coffin, it's 8 feet long by 3.5 feet high by 3.5 feet wide.
Wow.
I've got fiber optic broadband in here and a GoPro camera. I have electricity, I've got a mattress and a duvet. I have lights and that's about it.
Where do you go to the toilet, John?
I've got two tubes in the roof of the coffin.
Mm-hmm.
Both of the tubes are 9 inches in diameter going to the surface. The tube that's nearest to me here is for the food coming in.
Yep.
The tube that's furthest away from me is for the food going back out again.
Oh, so how do you do,
John? Well, that's the definition of a live stream right there. John, have you got any mates in Australia?
Yeah. I was in Australia last year, and next year we're going to get buried in Australia.
Oh, right, okay.
We're going to bring words of life from the grave.
John, I'm just thinking about where we could bury you in Sydney. I mean, it's a strange conversation to be having. But, I could throw in Fitzy's backyard. What do you think, Fitz, if we buried John in your backyard?
Yeah, you could do that. We've got a few bikie gangs out here who could probably bury you. The thing is, you won't be found, John.
What's your backyard like, Fitzy?
Yeah, it's small. I've got fake grass in the backyard, but we can pull that up, John, and we can put you under there for a few days if you can.
Sounds good to me.
John, we were quite particular knowing the ventilation wasn't going to be amazing in your coffin. We were quite particular about what you had for dinner the night before you went in because you could actually do yourself a misjustice in there.
Well, let me tell you, before I got in here, I made sure that I had to do as little business down here as possible.
Oh, John, well, I never thought I'd be saying this, but we're excited for you to come to Sydney, mate, so we can bury you again.
Lights, camera, hilarity.
Birthday girl, things are going from bad to worse for those two Oscar accountants.
Yeah, the guys from PricewaterhouseCoopers, the female and the male, who were inadvertently responsible for the stuff up with Best Picture. They're under 24/7 security because they've been receiving death threats.
Give me a break. This is the best thing that's happened for the Oscars in a long time. Their ratings have been falling for 9 years in a row, and this is the biggest story to put them back on the map.
Oh, absolutely.
Everyone
agree.
Wants something to go wrong.
And see, what What are they getting death threats from La La Land fans?
Well, who knows? But you know, in all
musical fans all round.
No, they put pictures of their homes online. Someone put pictures of where they live online, so people have legitimately been making death threats. No. It is just ridiculous, well, as you say. It, you know, the show hasn't been rating that well. It added a little bit of entertainment.
Yeah. Well, they've caught a couple of people out the front of their house dancing as well, which is a bit weird.
They've been doing the musical. They've been doing the musical out the front of their house.
Or dressed as lions, Fitz. Yeah. Was that
Emma
where you
Stone
were going
was at? Just out the front while the poor bloke, Brian was having a shower the other day, and Emma Stone was dancing outside his window.
He loved it.
Guys, we're celebrating Ed Sheeran's album out today. Very exciting. We'll be playing it in full on Sunday at 2 o'clock. But Ed's been doing all these interviews, and he's gone on to say that Taylor Swift is probably going to be releasing at the end of the year, which I don't know if her people will be terribly happy about, because it's very much under lock and key what Taylor Swift's movements are this year with her album. Oh, yeah. Anyway, he said that, but he's gone on to tell this amazing story about him and Justin Timberlake, where they were out drinking. Justin was just on the water and Ed got hammered. They're at some sort of bar and Ed said to him at the end of it, "Let's go to the driving range and play some golf." And he got Justin to lie down and hold the tee in his teeth.
No, he didn't.
Yep, and put the golf ball on it. And Ed has swung and heard a thud at his as he's clocked Justin Bieber in the side of the face.
Oh,
I cannot understand why this story has not come out before
now. We couldn't even get JT to sign something.
Justin Timberlake or Bieber?
Bieber. What did I say?
Justin Timberlake.
Sorry, Bieber. Bieber.
So Ed and Bieber are drinking and they've gone to a driving range.
Yep, and it was around the time because they did that song together, Love Yourself. So they are mates. And they've gone to hang out.
God.
It just made me laugh because this is the kind of stupid thing that my parents do.
Yep.
Like when my dad and his mates put bungers in birthday cakes and you get to blow out the wick. And
I wish I'd do that for you today.
No, don't.
Because Ed Sheeran is a little bit like that. I mean, if you're in a situation where one of the royal family are swinging a sword after a few drinks and the next thing you know, you've got a cut on the side of your face and you're in hospital, you've had a good night.
That scar on his face is a lot bigger than what you think it is.
Yeah,
is
it's
it?
Decent, isn't it?
Yeah, we actually said that to him before the interview as well. I don't think we were like, we weren't allowed to ask him about it, but he said, but it was a lot deeper than everyone thought.
Have a look at Castle on the Hill, the film clip. It's a very obvious scar.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Why wouldn't he put cover up on it?
Didn't ask him, sir. That was another one of the questions he didn't want to talk about, his makeup regime.
Well, speaking of dangerous acts, Adele obviously is making her way around Australia to Sydney, where she'll be performing next weekend. But she's had to pull out all pyrotechnics. So is that how you say it? Pyrotechnics?
Yep.
Fireworks and things from the concert because one went off overnight and in Perth. And actually has hit her son.
Yeah, Angelo.
Yeah, and he's fine.
He's fine.
But it's
it was pointed at his head, which was a bit stupid. But
do you know what makes you laugh? When those videos of dogs that go and pick up fireworks when someone's lit them and run into the crowd.
Oh, that's classic, isn't it? Like that. If you've got a dog that's prepared to do that, there's funniest home videos stitched up for the year.
Yep, you've won it. Interesting feedback too. That she's been to the zoo here now, Sarah. Right?
I said that to you guys yesterday.
No. She went to the Adelaide Zoo. Now she's been to Taronga.
They are the same photos.
No, they're not the same photos. So what's interesting is what I would like to do in a city is where I will go to numerous zoos. And Lisa always says, no, the giraffes look the same, whether you see them in Adelaide or you see them in Sydney.
That is true.
I just want to support Adele for going to different zoos. Happy birthday to you. I mean, there's just going to be surprise moments on the show for you today, Sarah.
What have you done now?
34 today.
Yes.
Get on the floor. I said you got to get up to get down. A bit lonely this morning, though.
Oh, yeah, it was. The bed was, the bed had the dog in it, but yes, Gary was missing.
That's so sad on your birthday. You'll see him tonight, though. He's interstate, is he?
Yes, he's coming home this evening.
Where is he?
Please, Gary.
He's in Canberra.
That's right, he's in the porn trade.
He might be getting fireworks, thank you.
Oh, good point. I forgot about the other one.
Birthday fireworks.
It's a tough one because, I think it's for girls, it's more important that the guy has to be there on the day of the birthday. I'm having this argument with my wife at the moment with her birthday. She wants me there on the day.
On
the
day, which is
how unrealistic.
How weird. Where are you, Coachella?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
You know, like there's other things going on. We can organise another day. We don't have to do it on the day.
It's just 24 hours. I know what you mean. Look, Gary couldn't be there this morning, which is great news because he joins us now. Welcome to the show, Gary.
Hi, Whipper. Morning.
This is so exciting, mate, to be able to have you on the line. We don't get a chance to talk to you enough. stuff live on the radio, Gary. Mm. I suppose, is there a little quick something you'd like to say to Sarah? Something
please,
sweet
Gary.
On her birthday.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
Thank
you. Oh, that's... Gary, you sound like you're under the weather. Did you
hung over, Gary?
Did you have another bender last night?
I'm in Canberra. Everyone's under the weather here.
And have been for 20 years now. Gary, I suppose we should ask. I mean, tonight, have you got a bit of a secret plan organised for how you're going to celebrate with Sarah? Or...
I do. I've got something planned.
I do,
yeah, Sarah. I've been working on this for a while.
Oh, thanks. Mm.
What is it?
I'm obviously not going to tell you what it is, otherwise it won't be a secret.
Is that your role play again? It sounds awesome.
You've done nothing. Gary, tell me this much. Have you organised a birthday gift?
Birthday gift organised.
Really? Yep. Was it what you asked me about the other day?
I don't think we need to talk about that. No, what, it's not that.
What is it? What was that say? What did Gary suggest?
He wanted to put me on a diet plan for 8 weeks.
Okay. Oh! 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 Oh!
Gary!
You might as well just buy her a vacuum cleaner.
Thanks, Gary.
It feels like a setup.
No, to give it context, I have been doing sugar-free for a while, and he knows how into it I am. So there's an actual eight-week plan. He said, do you want us to do that? And that will sort of motivate, because I've been really into it. So it was a very nice gesture, but at face value, offering to put your girlfriend on a diet is not a great one.
As we speak, I'm writing Gary's obituary.
Maybe I could join that guy in the coffin.
Yeah, I think you better start digging your own grave, mate.
A lot of the feedback, too, we've also had on the show, Gary, that Sarah, I don't know if you listen to the program, you probably podcast it, you're a busy man, is you spend a lot of time getting around the house with no pants on.
Oh, my God.
Quite nude a lot around the house. Is that? Can
I'm
you confirm
so
that?
Sorry.
Occasionally.
You there, Gary?
You dropped out a little bit.
That's
as I said, this issue is really feeling like a setup for me.
Yeah.
Gary, can we ask you personally, and I want you to be honest here, because Whipper has, I mean, how long has the relationship been now, Sarah? It's been a bit over a year, hasn't it?
Yeah, we started hanging out about
that. Whipper still brags that he knows you better than Sarah does because he lived with you. Do you think it's got to that point in the relationship now where Sarah knows you better than Whipper?
No.
God, I'd hope so.
What does that say about you and I, Gary? I thought this was a team effort.
It's unbelievable. You know what, Sarah? I knew a different Gary, though, and I tell you what, when we lived together in another state, it was out of control.
Yeah, I heard that Whipper used to take Gary to work events with him where Whipper would walk around telling everyone that he was the personality.
Oh, Sarah, you make up such absolute... Well, I'll tell you what, I went away for one weekend, came home. Gary had a weird sort of party and there was paint all over the apartment.
I know about that one, so good try.
Cost us a fortune. Thanks for joining us, Gary.
Now, wait. Before we start the song, Gary needs to... He has to leave a beautiful message for Sarah on his on her birthday for today. What do you want to say, Jess?
Do you want me to sing Happy Birthday?
Could you do one of the raps that you do for the dog sometimes?
No, I won't do one of the raps. Have a very happy birthday. Enjoy today. Sorry I'm not there. I will see you tonight. I've got something fantastic planned.
Okay, thank you.
Love you.
Love you too.
That sounds like pants off. Can we play the song? Thanks, Gary. Have a great day. Good luck in Canberra picking up that stash.
Thanks, guys.
Sounds like a man who's under a lot of pressure.
It's pretty heavy thumb there, guys.
This is unbelievable because if you're going to impersonate a famous person, you want to pick a good one. There was a guy called Lee Koenig, right? He was a 45-year-old bloke. He's actually emailed a drum equipment shop because he loves his drums. Mm-hmm. On his own Facebook page in his bio, Whip, it says, I love people that are not trying to get a piece of me, hot fudge, fishing and rocking the sh on my drums.
Yeah, tell me about it.
He loves the drums. So he's emailed this place and said, I'm Daniel Adair, the drummer from Nickelback. Mm-hmm. This band. I like like your pants around your feet. Can we hear the second? I haven't heard it. And I like the dirt that's on your knees. I didn't know the second line was like the dirt that's on your knees.
Is that the original?
That's I don't know. I haven't got their album.
That's a live version, I think.
Is it? Does he always say dirt on the knees?
Yeah. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, right. Okay,
so
where
Daniel
are they?
Adair is the drummer for Nickelback. This bloke, he's emailed this drum company and said, look, can you send me out $25,000 worth of drums because we've got a gig coming up for Nickelback and I need them. So they've done a little bit of research. He's done well because he's actually sent it with the email address danieladair1975@gmail.com.
Yeah, yeah.
So they were just about to send it out and they said, we might do a little bit more research and found out it was a completely different bloke. They've got in contact with the real Daniel Adair from Nickelback. He said, I don't know anything about it. And the bloke's been arrested and he's ended up in jail.
Well, I certainly won't be needing any drums, will I? They're not doing much at the moment, Nickelback. You would think, though, I mean, it's not a bad hand to play because nobody knows what the drummer from Nickelback would look like.
No.
Sarah,
no.
If I did a lineup of 100 and said, pick the drummer from Nickelback, you wouldn't know.
God, no. You wouldn't even know who Chad Kroeger is these days. No, you keeps cutting his hair.
Paddle pop line, of course, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We just compare it to the line.
Name one drummer that you know of.
Phil Collins.
He wasn't the drummer.
Phil Collins.
Wasn't he the front man?
No. Yeah, but he was the drummer at the same time. Oh. Very unique, Phil.
What about Flea?
You got Charlie Walsh from Rolling Stones.
Yeah, who's the Coldplay bloke?
Taylor Hawkins. Yeah. You got Taylor Hawkins from Foo Fighters.
Yep.
My cousin played the drums.
He's not in a well-known band, is he?
No, it's a girl.
He's not in Nickelback?
No, she's not.
Oh, Cram from Spiderbug.
Yep. Is a drummer?
No.
Oh, there must be some other drummers out there. Bob Marley did some drumming.
You're lying, no, and you made that up.
I just assume he had some bongos. Could have been congos.
I like the dirt on your knees.
Okay, thank you, mate.
It is Mark Ferguson, Channel 7 Nightly.
Hello.
Thank you, guys. Lovely to be here again. Thank you for asking me back once more.
On your day off, too, and I know you're still recovering, Fitzy. I don't know if you heard the story. Fergo's 52nd birthday last week, and you don't reckon he ripped into it.
Yeah. Wow.
51st, actually. If you could just take a year off, mate, I wouldn't mind.
Just going off the sheet here, Fergo.
Anything else on the fact sheet we should have a look at?
What did you do for the half century, raise the bat? What did you do for that night?
The big half century,
yeah.
12 months ago, not a lot. No. I was struggling to cope, I've got to admit.
Does it hit hard?
It was a difficult time in my life.
Halfway?
Yeah, halfway.
You don't
halfway.
Look a day over 48.
I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
It must be the lighting. But I didn't do much, and I did even less for the 51st.
Yeah, right.
Mate, big one today, and obviously your resume was unbelievable with what you've done over the year as a reporter, as a journalist. As a professional, as a newsreader.
Professional.
Thank you.
Hip-hop. And that genre, has that ever been ticked off? Is this a bucket list item for you? Or
this will be a new one on the showreel.
Yeah.
The very extensive showreel's got no hip-hop whatsoever.
It should.
No rap. Yeah. I don't think I've ever sung or performed in public
Haven't
before.
You?
Do you know who you actually look like a bit now? And we'll probably see this interview, but the way that you're holding your headphones, you look like Lionel Richie. We are the world. We are the children.
You do a good song, fellas. You do a good song.
No, but it's about you today, because you're branching out.
It's nice. What should I be doing? Both ears?
Both ears. We are the ones.
You don't want to talk too loud when I've got both.
You don't want to mess up your hair. That's why you don't have them on your head, do you?
Oh, is that it?
No, you're okay, Fergo. You've never rapped or anything? Do you do karaoke?
Oh, look, I maybe many years ago, a little bit of Sweet Caroline. At karaoke, but never really in the public sphere. So
yeah, sure.
Certainly no rap, but look, you gave me the opportunity.
We'd love you to try.
I thought, who could I come up against? Who might I be able to take on? And when you threw that name out, I was in the car straight over and over.
Mm-hmm. Newsreader versus newsreader this morning, Sydney. It is Mark Ferguson versus Matthew De Groot. De Groot, thank you very much for joining
us. Absolutely, in no way my pleasure. Mark, you may not be aware, but I have had a series of less than successful performances, would we say, in recent times?
Yeah, commonly known as crap.
He actually went up against Tommy, our producer. Now, Tommy drives. We were trying to work this out when Matty did this. He thought that he absolutely killed it and he thought he was on fire. The thing was, we couldn't understand a word he was saying. Found it after. I'll set it up for you. But Tom drives a Toyota Yaris, okay? This was the end of the rap, and this is when he was trying to stitch Tommy up here. Mm-hmm. And this is what it sounded like.
A rubbish heiress, a rubbish heiress. This grown man drives a rubbish heiress. A rubbish heiress, a rubbish heiress. This grown man drives a rubbish Toyota Yaris car. He does. Absolutely. Oh, in
so
my
rude.
Head,
wow.
These in the studio would have corralled around me and we would have been chanting as a group, rubbish Yaris.
Didn't happen, mate.
No one understood.
No, look, you're not giving me any breaking news. Often on a Friday, as you say, it's my day off.
Yeah.
I'm often heading down the Hume Highway for a day away. And I've heard this
Did
man
you hear
rap.
That? Oh, no.
I have heard this man rap. So when I was informed who my opponent would be,
easy.
My eyes lit up.
Boy.
I love it when you rap battle on Friday. Don't know how much that whippo weighs. Ask him later on at the buffet.
Oh, this is...
Yo!
Oh, look at DeGroote's
nervous.
Man,
he's already standing up. He's been stretching, physically stretching. That's not going to help you, mate.
I just get anxious.
I've just noticed that. He's gone from sitting to standing.
Yep, his head looks like a tomato.
Oh, now you stand.
Oh, Fergo's
it's
up.
On. Fergo's on. Up.
Fergo's, now, Fergo, you are our special guest, so you get to choose whether you want to go first or last.
Oh, look, let me have a think about that. I don't think he likes pressure.
Yeah.
I don't think he does well. So, look, if I was to go well, first up, it might
him.
Just squeeze a little bit
crush
of extra
him.
Pressure
on. If you wanted the
him.
Segment to end on a high, you would
so
have...
So why don't... Me right. being the guest, I think I should go first.
Yeah,
on
what a... Fire
up, kill him! Oh, bit much, sorry, I got carried
finish
away.
Him. Your bed today, boys, is going to be the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
One of my favourites.
Okay.
Are you ready to go?
I just need a big, big solid cue from you guys.
Yeah.
Come on, Fergo, you can do this. Come on, Fergo.
Oh, Fergo.
This just in, I got breaking news. When Matty's reading traffic, I usually hit snooze. His facts are wrong, he can't finish a sentence. So this here rap is about master and apprentice.
Oh!
Go Look and listen, listen and learn. Follow my lead and you might finally earn some love, some respect in this tough old town. And stop walking every red carpet like a wannabe clown.
Come on.
You can only go so far looking shiny and buff. My homies Fitzy and Whipper have carried you far enough. Sorry this stings, I'm sorry to preach, but Matty boy, this newsreader's simply out of reach.
Oh! 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 Oh!
Oh! Oh! Oh! There's been a death.
He's turned the handshake out like either a peace or a victory handshake. But I will wave that off.
I was just wanting to wish you luck.
Very strong handshake.
It's so true, Fergo. Those red carpets. It goes with his face at the moment.
It was written from the heart, I've got to say. It was written from the heart.
MDG. MDG.
All right.
He's got it.
Here we go. Yeah. Now this is a story all about how I work with a failed swan and a fat cow. I'm Robbie Shiraz, big in the Barossa, reading the news for some Big Brother tosser.
Oh!
Strong start.
Well,
strong start.
Don't count your chickens,
strong
champ.
Start. Here we go.
Look at him go.
Yeah.
It's the dance.
Then Whip at his way from Sydney to Paris. Couldn't even fit in a Toyota Yaris. And now they bring in Mark Ferguson.
What?
We'd all prefer Mel McLaughlin.
Oh, nice.
I wanted that.
Bit on the nose.
Okay, all right, that's fair.
Not your best.
You strut around seven, act like a big wig, but you're nothing toe-to-toe with the traffic pig.
What?
Yeah, you have hair while I'm kind of bare, but deep down you know I'll take your news chair.
I'm
through with that stuffing up.
It's not worth the dance. I'll jump in quickly.
I like the dance at the end.
Yeah, but the dance, the dance represented celebration. And I don't know we've got that yet.
I mean, that was pretty good.
I mean, yeah,
I was in the moment.
It was, I mean, I'm not dabbing.
Is that the running man? Was that what that was? Is,
Tommy, you're the judge today.
Minute, you make the call, man.
Look, it's a tough call, guys. And DeGroote, like, well done, because that's your first rap that you haven't stuffed up.
Yeah, well done.
I didn't try the rubbish.
I wasn't expecting that, Tommy.
Not me neither, Fergo. But unfortunately, today it goes to Mark Fergo
because can we do the handshake now, mate?
Your terrible dance let you down, DeGroote.
Was the little running man shuffling?
Oh,
wrong. Yeah. Oh, got him.
You tried your best, Matty. You can't ask for more than that.
I honestly can.
You can go check that out on the Fitzy and Whipper Facebook page, but as a newsreader would say, you might have to just say that just beware because some of these scenes might be graphic.
Oh, you may be disturbed by some of this footage.
Well done, mate. How do you feel?
Well, one attempt, one win.
Yeah.
What's Matty's record at this stage?
Yet to get a win.
He still hasn't had a win
yet. That's no great shock.
So Whipper hasn't either. You two might have to go ahead.
I'm ready for a loser's battle.
Joe Biden, he's had some sadness in his life over the times. Ex-Vice President, of course, Obama's right-hand man.
Geez, that was a good relationship, wasn't it, between Obama and Biden?
Oh, mate, best mates. And how was that emotional tribute he paid to Joe Biden? I can't remember what the actual medal was he received. I should know that. But it was an emotional tribute that actually Obama paid, and he was tearing up as he had the honour of presenting that medal to him. I remember I saw this clip a while ago on Facebook, and it was about Joe Biden and what he's been through. To start with, 1972, he'd just been elected to the US Senate. He then received a phone call that his first wife and his one-year-old daughter had died in a car accident.
That's terrible.
Extraordinary. Anyway, he went on to marry again, and he had two kids. Their names are Hunter and Bo. Unfortunately, Hunter... No, I got that wrong. Bo got brain cancer. He passed away. He was married to a girl called Hallie. What's interesting here is, and he's come out in complete support of it, his other son, Hunter, is now with Hallie. So one son passed away, left Hallie, and then the other son married Hallie.
That's an interesting one because you'd want to comfort her. You know, and your brother's passed away, but you comfort her because she's the wife.
Yep.
And then obviously in that moment,
you're moving
looked into each other's eyes. As the brother, do you think to yourself, do I go here or?
Yeah, I reckon that would be the natural conversation you'd have in your head. That would be your thought. But I suppose you just form a bond that's unbreakable and all of a sudden you find yourself so close to that person, you realise that you actually love them. Mm. And the next thing you know, you're in a relationship. I know it kind of feels strange when you talk about this because it's close to home and it's family. But I tell you what, life's short. If it works and everyone's happy, I reckon you just got to go for it.
Yeah, but see, you know, that's the old saying of you know, I'm always here for a shoulder to cry on. Mm. And look, my situation is nowhere near as bad as that. I mean, they've had some shocking luck in their lives. But it was like when I met BJ, she thought that the bloke that she was with was cheating on her.
Yeah, right.
So I just threw the old line out there, Sam. If you need a shoulder to cry on,
bang.
I'm always here. So you swooped on a woman facing something devastating.
Bloody oath I did.
Yeah.
Oh, Fitzy.
Was she actually not cheating?
No,
well?
He was. Oh. Yeah, she found some emails.
Just build a story around it.
So you just soaked in the tears on the shoulder knowing your time would come.
Yeah.
Very smart move.
At their time of weakness... Mm-hmm. Is the best time to pounce.
She was just an injured wildebeest, and there you were, two eyes out of the water as an alligator.
I nurtured her.
She struggled to get up the bank, and you strangled her for a death roll.
Yep. I fed her a bottle for a couple of weeks and fed her back to strength.
What are you talking about?
It was
Millie.
The best decision she ever made in her life.
Millie, you've got a story about this.
Yeah, my friend Alice, her mum passed away, and then her aunt is now married to her dad. So her mum's sister...
just stepped into the role,
is now her stepmom.
Is that uncomfortable for the kids, though?
I think it was in the beginning, but now I think they realise that they're really happy. But, at the start, I can't really imagine my auntie being my mum and with my dad. Yeah.
No.
Anyone else in the family that they could...
I don't think it's a process of moving throughout the entire family. It's just finding that someone special that's close to home.
At least you know you've got some backup.
You know what I mean? Who else is there? Okay, you've got number 5. Righto. Well, I might not get to you, but thanks anyway for playing along.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird. 13, 24, 10, if it's happened to anybody or you've got a story like this, just stepping into the shoes of to fill it in. You know what I mean? I mean, see, you've...
Oh, I was just waiting for you to turn
I'm
going to
stop
look at
because
me.
I'm better than this.
You're not better than this.
No, you're right. Yeah, you've hooked up with a couple of brothers.
Oh.
Well, it's your birthday, so we may as well celebrate.
Go with the
Denmark,
but
I know
please.
My mum's listening right now because she keeps texting me her thoughts on
well,
what you guys are
doing. Well, she tipped you into the second
me.
One.
Well, she did encourage me, yes, because she's friends with the mother. So it was, you
know.
Do
they both know? Like, would they have compared notes?
No, the other mother was the one that said, oh, you know, Sarah should hook up with so-and-so. And mum was in the back of her mind thinking, ooh, that's probably not great.
Yeah. Did you ever think about the dad?
No, well, have but you, thank you, Fitzy. Right.
Well, Gary's got a brother, Jono. Have you ever thought about Jono like that?
No, Jono's beautiful, but no.
Oh, okay. Jono's got a tick of approval.
Tom's got a brother called Jono too. Have you ever thought about doing that?
Hooking up with Tom or with his brother Jono?
Either or.
Well, it is my birthday, Tom. Oh! And you're wearing my favourite jumper.
Oh,
there you go.
Mr. Donut? Yeah. What is that jumper?
No, it doesn't matter, mate.
The old Ivy lap dance. There's been a few women that have never come back from an Ivy lap dance.
They all died.
This is going to be interesting because I cannot wait. She interviews Paul Hogan on Sunday night, 8:30 p.m. on Channel 7. It is the beautiful Kerri-Ann Kennelly.
Applause, applause, thank you. And I'm standing on red carpet, thank you.
Doesn't it feel
very
good?
Much.
We only did that
I'm
for
just
you.
At home.
Mm-hmm. This is perfect for you, isn't it?
It is red carpet, microphone, and you guys.
You would never ever switch off from showbiz, would you? Like, it's obviously been a massive part of your life, but it's a passion, isn't it?
Well, I like to have fun.
Oh, yeah.
I love a chat. Yeah. I like a glass of wine or champagne.
We can do that for you as well, Tommy.
Yes, bring it on, people.
No, we do have
5
a bit
o'clock in the world somewhere.
We've got a surprise for you at the end of the interview, actually. But let's start on Hogs. What a career he's had. When was the first time that you interviewed Paul Hogan, Kerri-Ann?
The very first time was the day that Crocodile Dundee launched in Australia.
Wow.
I was doing Good Morning Australia, and I got this interview with this fabulous bloke, and he was so much fun then, and several times during the years with a few other movies, and again just recently, and he has not lost what he always
had.
Yeah,
that's great. Yeah.
He is a larrikin. He is just Aussie to the bone.
Because Crocodile Dundee back then, that was when he was at the peak of his career. Can you give us a bit of an idea how big Paul Hogan was in Australia, Kerri-Ann?
Absolutely enormous. I'll give you an idea. John Brown, our ex-tourism minister, said this man is a giant of the industry. He literally, with that shrimp on the barbie, which he did for nothing. I mean, could you get a big star to do something for nothing these days, especially on an international level like that? He created jobs for Australia. He created jobs that went, hotels were built. It just started an enormous economic campaign. Mm. And if you scratch the surface, that was really Paul Hogan who was responsible for that and a great campaign. But he wasn't even a star. That, remember, Crocodile Dundee, when he became a big international star, he was 47.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? So you've got time, fellas. Okay, maybe only a year or two. But
not long to go. Yeah. Do you know what surprised me too when I watched that telly movie the other day? Just the way how natural it was for him. And they would say when he was going on sort of that Red Faces type segment on the show, how they would say, just go on and be yourself. And he'd go, yeah, I got this. Yeah. And he'd just roll it out naturally.
Yeah, I mean, he should have been on radio as well. But remember, his natural humour... He's the accidental star.
Yeah, that's the great thing about
it,
isn't it?
But anybody who can rap like that, who can just deliver what people, the real people, are talking about, that is, you know, the heart of what real comedy or, you know, real editorial is. And he was brilliant at those editorials. He would manage live, no auto cue, a little forethought, I assume, and just deliver what the real world needs.
Almost as good as you, Kerri.
Kerri-Ann, talking of stars, you are one yourself, but also, I mean, you with your show, Kerri-Ann, over the years, used to get regular guests in, and this guy was an absolute superstar. He went by the name of Michael Whipfley. He used to come on regularly.
We're not playing this again.
And we've got some of Whipper's best bits. This was Whipper on Kerri-Ann's show.
Do you think her breaking this promise is enough for the public of Australia to absolutely revolt? Whipper, what's your feeling?
I think it could be. I mean, it's... I don't know.
What do you think, Sandy?
Give me a break. That is doctored audio. But there was a moment where I got lost by one of your questions, Kerri-Ann. I think my mind had wandered off.
Oh, you can't do that. It's live television.
I ruined your show.
Actually, Whip, have you got that text message that you sent Kerri-Anne a few years ago, late at night after a few drinks,
that you
didn't get a reply from because it was so seedy.
Hang on a minute. That was not... Hang on a minute. No, you were there with me, and Kerri-Anne, you'd just worn...
And what would Lisa say? Desperate.
You had just worn like a blue dress or something into a red carpet at the Star, and Fitzy and I were having a beer, and I messaged you to say, Fitzy and I just having a beer, talking about how great you looked last night. I think I've married the wrong woman. I'd really like to apologise for that.
That was my wardrobe malfunction.
It was a great moment.
I went there, and the funny thing is, with that, my bum that went viral, as they say, I did not know till the next day. Because I don't do that social media. When I go to a function, I actually go there to enjoy it, not sit on my iPhone, obviously, like some people. I did not know my bottom was
on show.
Mm-hmm. Very embarrassed at 9 o'clock the next morning when my girlfriend sent me
text. We all saw it.
Hey, just quickly, before you go as well, Kerri-Anne, we're looking forward to Sunday night, 8:30 on Channel 7. But we've got an idea for you. Look, we wanted to help you out. We're thinking maybe that you could bring out a new range of personalised merchandise. And we've been holding on to this for a while. Can we please bring it in? It is the brand new CACBack.
It's the CACBack. It's the Kerri-Anne backpack.
It's the Kerri-Anne backpack.
Yep.
And it would have, you know, a pair of golf gloves in there, a mini bottle of champagne, stuff like that. But
is there anything in there?
I mean, I think this might be some Nova merch at this stage.
It's so classy.
It is classy because it looks like what a 2-year-old would wear.
Yes.
But the CACBack.
You really sort of went out, or you didn't even go to George Street to Louis Vuitton.
We were. Fitzy and Whipper. Nova.